know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling. Roland Martin from our Washington, D.C. studios. Good morning.
Tom, Simple J, good morning. Yo, Tom, where was the ascot last night?
Where was the ascot?
I mean, no ascot, no bow tie. I'm like, come on, you on TV, get dressed up, damn it.
What about the shoes?
You didn't see the shoes, Roland?
I did. Well, I did see the shoes. I saw the shoes.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, the shoes were red carpet ready, but I was looking for the ascot. All right. Congratulations. On the humanitarian award, so it was certainly great seeing you, somebody grown on the show last night. All right, folks. grown folks did steal the show. Smokey, obviously Patty, you know Charlie. Grown people still got it. All right, Tom. We cover all these different issues out of here. We saw the funeral Friday, Pastor Clemente Pinckney. But there's a story that a lot of media folks are ignoring, mainstream media. There's no shock. We have seen over the past week five black churches burned across several states, including Ohio, South Carolina, Knoxville, Tennessee, Macon, Georgia, Charlotte, North Carolina. What in the world is going on? Joining us right now is Pastor Jamal Bryan with the Empowerment Movement. Pastor Bryan, the FBI is involved in some of these. Several have been deliberately set. The one in North Carolina was a case of arson, causing more than $250,000 worth of damage.
Robin Hood, hey, we are in a state of running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees, trying to get away.
Warrenville, South Carolina, getting minimal to no press about it. The FBI has stated it's too early to declare it a high crime. This was amazing. Can you imagine what would be the media's response if it was six synagogues burned down in a week? All of America would be coming to a screeching halt. Even if it was six mosques, it would in fact be a great question. The black church has always been the heartbeat of the African-American community. Even before those six, we cannot forget what would be the rampage if, in fact, it was in the reverse and a 21-year-old black man went into a white church and shot up nine people, including the pastor. He wouldn't have stopped at Burger King or Wendy's. At some point, we've got to say enough is enough, and we've reached that point. With
now,
churches... Go ahead.
Now, a couple of these, one has been called an accident, one is a lightning strike, another faulty wiring. But several of these, they've already said, are arson. And what jumps out is that in one case they're saying, well, it was arson, but it's not a hate crime. And I'm just trying to figure out, well, if you don't have the culprit, how have you already determined the motive of the person who set the fire?
Right. Of those six, Roland, four have already been deemed as arson. I think that's enough considering it's in the backdrop of what happened at Greater Emmanuel in Charleston, South Carolina. And we forget that of these, five of them are in rural communities, not in urban centers, in rural communities outside of Ohio. All of them are happening in deep south areas where we're calling for the coming down of the Confederate flag. There are many in the South who believe that this is a backlash in that regard. I'm in the process, Roland, of contacting all of those pastors this morning who have already been deemed arson to make sure that the black community and the churches rally around them, raise the money so that these churches are restored. So many times we look at what's on the front page and we forget about those critical issues that never make the news. And so, Rose, I'm going to be calling you back to tell you how the community can get involved, how we can restore them. But let me also say, with nine people shouted and four arsons already declared, we've got to have a discussion about securing our black churches, make sure that we stand on the front line and we do not roll over and play dead. Because what Mr. Bruce said, that he was trying to start a war, it looks like we're already in the middle of one. And we're acting oblivious to it, but we've
got
to protect our churches and our pastors.
Roland, have you heard anything about a defense fund for the guy that shot the nine people in the church?
Tom.
Some people have suggested that that's an online deal. Actually, I believe a Kickstarter and GoFundMe responded, said they will absolutely not allow their platforms to be used to raise money for Dylan Roth.
Tom, times.
Okay, but have you heard a number amount that has been raised?
Yeah.
Maybe not Kickstarter.
On GoFundMe in the first weekend before they pulled it down, Tom, clutch your pearls, you're going to have an asthma attack. In one weekend, they raised $4 million for Dylann Roof. In one weekend, $4 million. I don't have the number yet on what they raised for Clemente Pinckney and the other eight in Charleston, but I know it's not $4 million. And we can't be oblivious to it and just get excited about a flag when there's a whole lot more at stake.
I've heard conflicting numbers and things like that, but the point is that they are giving if there is a fund, it is showing organization, whereas we have to be united, as Reverend Bryant says, on securing and our churches and keeping our people safe.
And certainly also make sure those churches get rebuilt because, again, what you're talking about about in some cases rural churches where it's not like
they've got. It's so hard to protect those churches. Some of those are way in the, like you're right.
Precisely.
Way back in the woods, man.
So, Pastor Bryant, certainly when you get the information to us, let us know. We'll get it on blackamericaweb.com so our audience, if they want to be able to help these churches rebuild, they'll be able to do so.
Thank you. So pray for your church today and pray for your pastor.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Six churches burned, $4 million raised for this guy's defense. Wow.
It could be more than that.